going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, it's Dirty Work Wednesday time, and who do we have on the line today?
Hey, Shaggy and Natalia. I'm Jack, and I'm calling from Hampton.
Jack from Hampton. What can we do for you, my man? Give us some dirty work.
Yeah. So I've been dating this girl named Megan, and we've been dating for about 3 or 4 weeks now, and so far it's been awesome. Like, we have the same sense of humor. We share a lot of the same beliefs. We just text all day and night. And she's met my friends, and they love her, and so far so good, like, really good.
Okay, like you said, so far so good, but obviously something went wrong, because then you wouldn't be calling us, so what kind of happened?
Well, this past weekend, we decided to do a little staycation at the oceanfront. Since we're both off from work, you know, three-day weekend, we live in Hampton. So this was on Saturday, and, well, we went to dinner that night, and we both decided to get a little tipsy. And we had a great time at dinner, just a little too much fun with alcohol, and went back to the hotel room, had sex for the first time, and I vaguely remember it, but I was pretty drunk and not so much tipsy.
Okay, so what makes you think something is wrong? Like, did something happen that night? I don't know. I just need more details here.
Okay, well, unfortunately, since that night, Megan has completely backed off. I mean, we don't talk or text nearly as much. She doesn't respond as quickly as she once did. I mean, I try to make plans with her this week and weekend, but she basically said something about having to check her schedule, which is just not like a response I've gotten from her before at all.
So are you sure like nothing happened that night when you got drunk at the oceanfront? Like, did you throw up on her? Did you say something mean? Like, how was she like the next morning?
No, I mean, seriously, I can't think of anything. I mean, like I said, I was pretty drunk, but no throwing up, no fighting. And she seemed fine the next day, but you could tell Megan was kind of, like, ready to leave and get home.
Okay. Well, Shag, so hear me out. I think you should just let me call Megan and see if she just, I don't know, maybe she'll just tell me what's going on, like, what she's thinking. I just don't think we try to pull any tricks or stunts with this one.
All right, yeah. I mean, we can definitely give it a try. Let's play one song. We'll call Megan right afterwards. Does that sound good, Jack? Like, do you want to stay on the line for this?
It sounds good, but no, I don't want to stay on the line. I'll just listen.
All right, brother, we'll do it right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Megan?
Yes. Who is this?
Hi. So, listen, it's Natalia from Z104. I know this is pretty random, but do you have, like, a few minutes to talk?
Oh, my God. Hi, Natalia. I listen to you and Shag all the time. I am so excited that you are calling. And I do realize it is Wednesday. So what's up?
Okay, so you realize it's Wednesday, which means dirty work. And thank you so much for listening to us. We really appreciate it. So you might have an idea as to why we're calling, but this is about Jack.
Yes, Jack.
Okay, girl. So I know that things were going great. Jack kind of filled us in on your staycation at the oceanfront that you had this past weekend. You guys kind of sealed the deal for the very first time. You know, again, he said things were going amazing, but he feels like something has shifted and something's just very different now.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, you know, we did have a lot of fun on Saturday and a little too much fun on Saturday night. Like, this is really hard to say, but Jack wants to know why I backed off, and he should know. So after we had sex on Saturday night, like, when it was done, he started crying. Like, sobbing uncontrollably. I could not comfort him or make him stop. Like, I tried talking to him, but he kept trying to call his mom.
Oh, God.
I was at least able to get him to, like, not call her, but he fell asleep sobbing. And I held him. I tried to comfort him as much as I could. I know he was pretty wasted, but it was just incredibly sad.
Oh, God. Yeah, that makes me sad. So, were you turned off from that experience, or what are you thinking? Where are you at with all that?
I mean, no, it's not about being turned off. I just think that he has some things that he needs to work through or needs to talk to somebody about. Like, again, I know he was wasted, but sobbing uncontrollably. I mean, to me, that just says that he's hurting for some reason and needs to talk to somebody. I just feel like I need a break. Like, I need to take some space and some time. Maybe revisit some things with Jack once he gets some help. I really do like him.
Girl, well, listen, I really do appreciate you being honest, but I do think you need to call Jack and talk through this with him, you know, especially since you're so adamant about the help piece. Tell him your thoughts and feelings, you know, instead of just backing off since things were going so amazing.
I know, you're right, and I will. I just felt so bad and so awkward about the whole situation. I didn't know how to tell him. But I will give him a call. You're right. And I really, really do hope that he works through some of this stuff. He's a good guy.
Oh, well, thanks, Megan. I really appreciate you, you know, being forthcoming and honest. And good luck to both of you. And please call us back if you have any updates.
Thank you, Natalia.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.